USA Radio News.
Memorial services for former President George H.W. Bush are likely to push back the funding deadline that threatens to partly shut down the federal government. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News he believes an agreement can be reached by both sides, especially regarding funding for the border wall.
We've got about 600 miles worth of walls and barriers out of 2,000 miles. Some of them need repairs. I think we ought to give the president the full $5 billion.
And Republican Congressman Steve Scalise also says,
however the negotiations go, that give the president the money that he needs where he can confidently say, I've got the tools to keep America safe, to make sure our Border Patrol agents are able to keep themselves safe. These are men and women in uniform fighting to keep America safe. We need to make sure they're well protected.
Stocks are sharply lower on this trading day as the Dow is down over 600 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
After being briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel, even more senators are convinced that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I went into the briefing believing it was virtually impossible for an operation like this to be carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge. I left the briefing with high confidence that my initial assessment of the situation is correct. I think Secretary Pompeo and Mattis are following the lead of the president. There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
President Trump is agreeing with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for 90 days while trade talks continue. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the agreement was not meant to be lengthy.
This is a question of commitments, which is very, very important. It's a question of topics. This is much bigger and much broader than anything we've ever talked about.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
David Goggins is one of the toughest men alive. Goggins is the only member of the U.S. Armed Forces to complete SEAL training, U.S. Army Ranger School, and Air Force Technical Air Controller training. Goggins has a new book out titled Can't Hurt Me, Master Your Mind and Defy the Odds. He tells Fox News how he was able to change his life and what everyone needs to live for.
Well, it's all about finding what you want, your purpose in life. And one big thing that people don't realize is we're all here for a purpose. You have to figure out what your purpose is. And that was my big issue. I thought, oh my God, my life is so horrible. Why God? Why me? Why this? Why that? And so I flipped it upside down and realized this was that my life was the perfect training ground to therefore teach people on what I learned about the human mind.
That's interesting.
It's how you look at it.
Goggins next discusses why he believes your mind is your most lethal weapon.
It's the most powerful thing in the world. It's the most powerful weapon that we own. We all think that this stuff right here is the most powerful weapon that we own. It's not. It's not smart. It's really dumb. It really makes you dumb. You really have to really tap into quiet. Quiet is where you get all the strength in the world. And when my life was real noisy, I wasn't who I was supposed to be. You quiet it down, you get somebody.
And finally, today is National Cookie Day. These baked treats have been around for years and are a mainstay in the dessert world. Now today, many businesses are offering some sweet deals on cookies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.